Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Dal Amud Aleph. We're holding five lines from the top on Samach Dal Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Im Shal Shem Meis, so Zesh Allah V'chulu, the Mishnah said, that if after the Geirul, so we have now a Sayur Lashem, we have a Sayur Lazazel, if let's say the Sayur Lashem dies, so now all we have now is a Sayur Lazazel, so they get another two goats, and they make a new Geirul. One's going to be the Sayur Lashem, and one's going to be the Sayur Lazazel. So now there'll be one Sayur Lashem, or one Sayur Lazazel, depending on which one died. If it's the Sayur Lashem that died, so now there'll be a new Sayur Lashem, and there'll be two Sayur Lazazels. If it's the Sayur Lazazel that died, so now there'll be one Sayur Lazazel and two Sayur Lashems. So the Mishnah then said, now what do you do with the extra one? Let's say it was the Sayur Lazazel that died. So now we have one Sayur Lazazel, and we have two Sayur Lashems. So what do you do with the extra one? So the Mishnah said that the extra one, you let it graze until it develops a mum. So one of them gets used, and the other one you let it graze. But the Mishnah wasn't clear which one is it that you use, and which one is it that you let graze. Is it the original one that you use, or is it the second one, the new one that you use? So the Gemara quotes a machlokes. I'm a Rav. Sheni shabazug risha in yikrav. It's the second one of the first group, of the first pair, the one that stayed alive. That's the one that gets used. Sheni shabazug sheni yira. And it's the second one of the second group. That's the one, the new one. That's the one that you let graze. Rav Yechanan, I'm the opposite. That sheni shabazug risha in yira. Sheni shabazug sheni yikrav. That you use the second one. You use the new one. B'maika miflugi. What's the machlokes based on? Rav sever balichaim in a nitchin. Rav Yechanan sever balichaim nitchin. There's a psul of dachoy that if a carbon becomes unfit, so once it's unfit, even if it later becomes fit again, so once it becomes unfit, so it's permanently pasul. Rabbi Yechon holds that psul even applies to animals when they're alive, and therefore, since the first one became pasul for a short bit, while the Sayur Lazazel died, so until they made the new Geirul, so the Sayur Lashem didn't have a pair, so it was unfit to be used. So therefore, it becomes permanently pasul, and therefore you use the second one. However, Rav says that Bali Chaim ain't a nidchin. He says that no, Bali Chaim don't have this psul, and therefore you could use the sayer, the original sayer. Says the Gemara, my time with the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Meaning, we just said he holds Bali Chaim ain't a nidchin, but why does he hold that? What's his makar that live animals don't become dachoy? Says the Gemara, the yalach mi mechusar zman. He learned it from the psul of mechusar zman. Mechusar zman we've had previously that until an animal is 8 days old, so it's called mechusar zman and it can't be used once it's 8 days old. Now you could use it. So mechusar zman lav afogav dehashloi chazi. Even though now while it's 7 days old or younger, it cannot be used right now. It's possible ki hader mechli shaper dami. Yet once it becomes fit, once it turns 8 days old, you can use it. So hachadami loishna here too. Also, even if by animals we don't have this psul of dachoy. So even though there was a point where it was unfit, once it becomes fit again, you could use it. Says the Gemara, it's not a good comparison. You can't compare it to Mechusar's man. Mi dami? Hasam lo yaschazi klal. Over there by Mechusar's man, it was never fit. It's not that it was fit and then it became unfit. It was never actually got pushed away. It was just never bechlal the parasha yet. But hacha nir v'nitches. But here it was nire, it was fit. By the Sayur of the Sayur Lashem, the Sayur of Yom Kippur that we're talking about, it was fit, and then it got pushed away. So that's worse, that's more chamer, and maybe then it does become pasul. So El Hainu time of the Rav. Rather, this is the Makar for Rav, that no, even by Yom Kippur, we'll say that Bal Chai Min Anitchen. The Yalaf Mi Bal Mum Aiver. He learns it from a Bal Mum that the Psul, that the Mum goes away. Bal Mum Aiver, Lavafo Gavdol Chazi, Hashta. Even though right now it's not fit, while it has the Mum, Ki Hadar Michzi Shaper Dami, once it becomes fit again, once the Mum goes away, you can use it, as the Gemara is going to show soon. So Hachanami Leishnai here too also, that there's no psul, it doesn't become dachoy. We see that once it becomes fit again, it can be used. Now Vahasaminala, now how do we know that that's true about a mum? Because the Pasuk says, Ki mashchasam behem mum bum. It says that you lo yiratza. The Pasuk says that you can't use it because it has a mum bum on them. Mum bum hudula yiratza. It's only while the mum is on them, the extra word bum, is to teach us that it's only while the mum is there, that's when it cannot be used. Ha'aver mumun, but once the mum goes away, so then yiratza, it could be used. So that's where Rav's Makar, that you see that Bali Chaim in a nidchen. So what's Rabbi Yechna going to say back to this? Rabbi Yechna will say back that even though it's true about a mum that it ain't a nitchin, but mid rachmana bahem heim hu dechi aver mum and yiratzu hakol dechuyin hayov a nitchu nitchu. It's dafka a heter by bal mum that the Torah says ki mashchasam bahem mum bam. It's the mid of dafka by mum we have this heter, so to speak, that it's not nitchin, that even though there was a point where it was dachoy, it's ain't a nitchin. But by other bali chayim, once it's dot nitchu, it's nitchu, and you can no longer use it. So what does Rav learn out from Bahem? Rabbi Yochanan seems to have a good mi'at. Says the Gemara, but Rav, who Bahem, is for a different drasha. And therefore, he doesn't have a mi'at that it's dafka by mum. Now, what's this other drasha? Bahem is to teach us be'enayu. It's only when the animal is by itself, that's when there's a psul of mum. Who do loy mi'atu? That's when you can't use it. Ha'ayidei taroivis, then mi'atu. But if it's mixed together with other animals, which are not bali mumin, so then mi'daraisa, the whole psul goes away. The whole psul is only said when it's by itself. But there's no psul of mum when it came from a mixture of other Eivarim. Like we learned in the Mishnah, Eivarim, Tumimim, Beivarim, Bali Mumin. Let's say you have a Baal Mum, we'll see in the Hemshuf, that seems like there's one Baal Mum animal that got mixed in. The Eivarim of this one Baal Mum got mixed in with other Eivarim of animals which are not Bali Mumin. So Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, Im Karav HaRoish, Shal Echad Man, that once you brought the Roish of one of the animals, by mistake, you weren't supposed to have done it, but once you brought the Roish of one of these, one of the heads that are in front of you, so then Yakriva Kola Rosh and Kulon, so then you could bring all the heads, because we could be Taila, that the Roish that was brought already, so that was the one that came from the Baal Mum, and the rest of these are all Tamimim. Kara of Shal Echad Man, same thing, if you brought the feet of one of them, one pair of the feet that are here, so then Yakriva Kola Karayim Kulon, so then you could bring all the feet. Now Rashi explains that we would never have said such a thing if there is a potential Isidarai over here. Mum is an is a psul daraisa. If mum over here was negea, if the psul mum was negea over here, we would never say that, oh, once one was brought, so it'll be taila that that's the one that was the baal mum. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that once it's in a mixture, there's no psul of baal mum, midaraisa. So how's that? That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying it's learned from Bahem. The Chachamim Maimrim, seemingly not like Rav, that afilu karvu kulon chutz me'achem hen yeitzil beis asreifa. That no, there is a psul, and you cannot use the other Russian or the other legs. Rather, even if you brought all of them except for one, even though there's only one left, you have to be chayshish at this one is the Baal Mum, and you have to take it to the Beis HaSreifa. You can't bring this Reish. Well, most Rishonim learn that even Rav could be going like, the Chachamim and the Chacham just mean Midrabana. Really, they're masking. That means the Reish, that there's no Psul Mum over here, because they also learn out from Bahem. But they just say that you should take it to the Beis HaSreifa as a Chumrah. Notice that the Chachamim don't say that you have to take off the Evarim, which were brought already, and you have to take them off the Mizbech, because they also hold that Midrabana, it's kosher, it's just Midrabana, that they're Machmer. So now, V'idach, so now we're B'yechnan, so what's going to be the Makar for this? That once it's in a mixture, there's no psul midaraisa. If he uses Bahem to teach us a mi'at, so where does he know that it's only when it's by itself, but now when it's in a mixture? It says the Gemara nafkalei mi bam Bahem. He learns it from the fact that the Torah didn't just say the extra word Bahem. The Torah did like a double extra. It could have said, even if we want to say an extra word, we could have said bam. Why Bahem, the extra hey? It must be to teach us an additional drasha. This drasha that it's only possible when it's by itself, and now when it's in a mixture. V'idach, what does Rav learn from the extra hey? Says the Gemara. Absolutely nothing. Bamba Hemlai Darish, he holds that it's not extra. Fine. So Al Kapanim, it comes out that Rav holds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot use the original Sayer because Bali Chaim Nidchen. According to Rav, Bali Chaim ain't a Nidchen, and therefore he says to use the first one. But ask the Gemara, Ola Rav, Nihin Nami the Bali Chaim ain't a Nidchen. So granted, the first one doesn't become puzzle because Bali Chaim ain't a Nidchen. But Iboy Hai Nakriv, Iboy Hai Nakriv. Why does he say to Dafka use the first one? Lachar, you could use either one. Says the Gemara, I'm a Rav. Rav Savor like Rabbi Yaisi, because Rav holds a Rabbi Yaisi, Damar Mitzvah Berishan, who says that there's always a mitzvah to use the first one which was designated. Now, hey Rabbi Yaisi, where do we find Rabbi Yaisi such a halacha? And so we've had this before. He named Rabbi Yaisi the Kupais. If he says Rabbi Yaisi about Kupais, about Machsa Shekel, that Nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Shalosh kupay shalosh shayin shaban tar minas alishka. They used to be tirim the machzah shekel from the lishka in the Beis Hamikdash into three smaller kupays which each contain three shayin. Now the cost of elain aleph beis gimel. Now these three kupays, the first one used had an aleph on it. The second one that they collected the machzah shekel into had a beis, and the third one had a gimel. V'tani, we learned in the brayso about this mishnah that amar Rabbi Yaisi lama cost of elain aleph beis gimel. Why taka did they have these letters on it? Leideis mehenisra marishin. In order to know which one was separated, Machzah Shekel, into that Kupa first. We know that the one that has an olive, this is the one that the Machzor Shekel was collected into first. Now, why is that significant? Because Lohavi Heman Arishan, in order to say we should bring, when we want to buy Karbanas Sibra, which came from this money, we want to use the money in the first Kupa first. So therefore, we have on it an olive to know which one was used first, which one was collected first, in order to use that first. Shemitzvah Barishan, because there's always a mitzvah to use the first one. So you see that this is Rabbi Yossi who says that there's a mitzvah Barishan. That's where Rav got it from, that there's a mitzvah to use the first Sawyer. Well, in fact, the Gemara, that's not a good comparison. Because Shani Hasam over there by Machzor Shekel, it's different. The Be'inna Dischazi Kamaisa Lo Yischazi Bisraisa. Over there, when they separated the Machzor Shekel into the first Kupa, so that's the only Kupa that has Shkalim in it. So that's the only one that's right to be used. The second Kupa is still empty. So it's not just that the first Kupa was designated first. It was actually only usable first. So maybe there we say Mitzvah Berishayim. But over here, by the Seirim, they both only become usable at the same time. They both only become usable after the second Goyrol. So it's even though the first one was designated first, but it wasn't usable first, and therefore maybe in such a case, we don't say Mitzvah Berishayim. So Ela Rabbi Yaisi the Pesach. Rather, Rav's Makar is from Yaisi about Karban Pesach. About the Karban Pesach, where we find that no, even when it's just designated first, still there's a mila to use that one, even though the two both become rai at the same time, as long as the first one which was designated has a mila. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, a mafresh piskei va'ava, the person separates a Karban Pesach and he loses the animal, vifresh acher tachtos, he separates a new one, va'achach nimsa arishayin va'reshayin oimdin, so now he finds the original one, so now he has both of them in front of him. So which one does he use? Says the Chachamim, ezer and sheyirtzu yakriv der Chachamim. The Chachamim say, whichever one you want. However, Rabbi Yossi emer mitzvah v'rishayin, there's a mitzvah to use the first one, v'mayashayini muvchamim enu yiviyano, unless the second one's better. But usually, but standardly, there's a mitzvah to use the v'rishayin. Now over here, they both only become roi at the same time, because they only roi by chatzais on Yadal Nisan, and presumably this whole story happened before then. So they only become roi at the same time, and still Rabbi Yossi says mitzvah v'rishayin. You see, that the thing that was designated first has this milo to be used first, and that's why Rav says that since the first one does not become possible, because Bal Chaim and Nitchen, so you should dafka use the first one because mitzvah berishayin.